Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to
Hot Takes
with
Nolan and Eric.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Hot Takes. I am Eric Nifong. You can find me on Twitter at @E_Nifong. And I'm joined by Nolan Haig. You can find him on Twitter at NJH09. And we are a week into the Olympics now. And I know we said last week we would talk about it. Tonight we will be talking about it. Pretty excited. There's been a lot going on, of course. All day events for the last 7-8 days. So it's been pretty fun.
Yeah, no, I mean, are you sure that you want to talk Olympics? I mean, we decided earlier today we still have plenty of A-Rod we could talk about.
Yeah, we do, but we should probably just veer off the A-Rod talk tonight.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like
a good plan.
Right, no, the Olympics have more fun and possibly more controversial storylines to talk about. So,
yes, and speaking of controversial, also UFC 202 is this weekend. Of course, the much anticipated rematch between Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz should be a lot of fun. I know we'll probably talk a little bit about that as well. So, pretty packed night tonight.
Indeed.
And the NFL. And the NFL.
You know, well, not quite yet, but yeah, you know, we're getting closer.
Kind of the NFL.
Right. Okay, well, then I guess we should knock these picks out then real quick.
Yeah, let's do it. What we got first?
First up, we had USA versus Australia in basketball in the Olympics.
How'd that go?
Well, that's the thing is I guess maybe I shouldn't have brought this up first, but maybe we can talk about it a little bit later, but they only won by 10 points, the United States. Had a lot of close calls, it would seem, recently. I can't remember the score of Serbia game off the top of my head, but it wasn't by a ton of points.
Their
and
last
then,
three games
they only
by 3 points.
Right, and they beat France by 3 points. I don't know. It's weird. Something doesn't seem right. I don't know. I think maybe later we should try and figure out what the problem is, why they're not dominating.
Yeah, definitely. That's my most the event I want to watch the most, Team USA, and really just all the basketball. I haven't watched as much as I would have liked. There's definitely some question marks about how this team's been performing and kind of I guess their level of play and if we kind of overhype them a little too much. But we'll definitely be talking about that here in a little bit. We should probably finish up these other picks though.
Right. No, I just as far as that game itself, Carmelo Anthony, of course, 31 points, 9 of 15 from three, became the all-time leading Olympic scorer in U.S. history. So that was pretty awesome. As far as anything else, it wasn't really that notable other than that it was kind of closer than the U.S. would want.
Yeah, definitely. I know that the Australian team had four NBA players, I think, is what ended up being the amount, because I know we weren't quite sure.
Right, but these guys aren't by any means superstars or stars, really, even.
No, I think Australia gets those guys in by the next Olympics. But anyway, I just think sometimes when other teams have NBA players, it gives them some confidence, and I think that this is what happened. And also, I think maybe a kind of a barrier of fear, if you want to say that, just kind of got lifted from Team USA, and their next two opponents didn't really fear them as much as I think some other teams had going in against them, thinking they had already lost before they started playing, and on the same side, Team USA thinking they've won before they played it. So,
it's definitely not 1992 anymore,
it still feels wrong, but other countries are way better than they were in 1992,
right?
As well,
of course, right? But yeah, no, just it, just the whole. Yeah, the whole thing about the game growing around the rest of the world, and yeah, guys, other countries starting to catch up. But yeah, still they still feels like they're not reaching their potential. But then again, maybe not. Maybe they're just not the team that we were expecting. Obviously, a lot of guys turned down the opportunity to play. I mean, you still got NBA superstars, but probably not the best team the United States could have fielded, I would think.
Yeah, definitely not. There's a couple guys actually that we could talk about when we just kind of go into it a little more, which we're kind of doing right now. But
yeah,
a couple guys we can talk about not being that maybe shouldn't be on the team. But let's get through these picks here real quick. All right.
Okay.
So next we picked some preseason football. It was Thursday was the Eagles opener. It was Buccaneers at Eagles. I took the Eagles and you went against me with the Buccaneers, and the joke was on you because the Eagles pulled it out 17-9. And also
you're right.
Fractured his ribs.
It was my fault that there was two fumbles on Tampa Bay's first two drives, and that was basically all the scoring that happened in the game.
And, win's win.
Yeah, okay, so real question, did you get to check out Carson Wentz, and how did you like that? First impressions, I guess.
I actually had to work that night, so really what I saw of him was just kind of highlights. I mean, he can make the throws. I think we knew that going in. He can't. Pretty inaccurate on his throws. Didn't really put it where it needed to be. And at this level, you need to put it where it needs to be about 98% of the time. Otherwise, the defense is going to make you pay. He was playing second-string defense. They didn't make him pay. They did get one interception on a drive that the Eagles were driving down into the red zone. But that was his only turnover. I think he finished 8 of 18, 9 of 19 passing. That won't get it done. But overall, I'd give him a B-. Besides the hairline fracture to his ribs, that's no good.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're not really expecting to get much out of him this year anyway. But yeah, no, I from what I saw, he was a little inconsistent. But, you know, what are you going to do in your first preseason game? especially making that jump, making that jump in competition, even if it is a preseason game.
Yeah. I mean, I like him. I think he's a guy that Eagles fans can rally around and rally behind. I think it'd be very beneficial if he didn't play at all this season. That's probably likely not going to happen because of just the kind of just kind of what the NFL is about right now, and that's it's getting their guys and getting them to play early. And I wouldn't be surprised if he was playing by week 9, week 10, because I don't expect the Eagles to win many games this year.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I feel like then what's the why even have Chase Daniel? I mean, I guess if anything, I would assume that that's why you're keeping Chase Daniel around, is for when you're done, completely done with Bradford.
That is true. I just think fans will be wanting Wentz. And,
right.
I don't know.
And, as soon as Chase Daniel loses three games or three starts, then, yeah, it could definitely go that way.
Yeah.
So.
We'll have to see.
All right, well.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I guess that's enough about Eagles and Bucks preseason football, because the next game we picked was Chiefs-Seahawks preseason football. I guess I went with the Chiefs, and you went with the Seahawks, and the joke was on me again, because despite the Chiefs getting out to a 16-0 or 16-3, I don't exactly remember. I kind of stopped following along after most of the starters left the game. But yeah, the Seahawks ended up coming back. Trayvon Boykin threw a Hail Mary at the end of the game to set up the game-winning 2-point conversion. But as far as the Chiefs are concerned, I liked what I saw from Alex Smith. He looked comfortable, as he should, fourth year in the offense. Jeremy Maclin had a nice catch, almost scored a touchdown. That was actually a nice play by Alex Smith to buy in time and finding him. And then Marcus Peters had an interception. That was also kind of fun. Russell Wilson kind of hesitated and allowed Marcus Peters to recover and get a red zone pick. So that was cool.
Yeah, I thought their defense played really well.
Despite missing all their pass rushers and, you know, some expected secondary. I don't know. I still have a bad feeling about this year.
I liked it, but they definitely will need to get some of those guys back. But we'll have to see if they do.
Yeah.
Of course, Eric Berry and Justin Houston and. Is Holly out right now?
Yeah, he's not playing either. Jamal Charles didn't play, but there's no point in giving him any touches until week one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's kind of all I got to say about the Chiefs and the Seahawks.
Von Boykin actually looked really good. I was kind of surprised.
Not as good as Dak Prescott.
Yeah. He actually looked really good. I hope that was... I don't know. Maybe Tony Romo loses a job this year. Maybe that'll be my hot take.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm just going to put it out on the show right now. Say... That could be a possibility, but you'll have to find out in about 30 minutes, maybe.
Actually, it might be sooner than that because, yep, I definitely messed up and only made the episode a half hour.
All right. Well, we should get on this.
Because I'm already getting 90-second and 60-second warnings in my ear, and that's not good.
Yeah, that's not good. Well, we picked Cleveland Indians at Nationals. We both went Nationals. Indians end up winning 3-1. Trevor Bauer over Max Scherzer.
Yeah, Scherzer pitched really well until he wasn't, or until he didn't.
Yeah, pretty much. And then for our upsets, you picked the Diamondbacks over the Mets on Thursday. Actually, you would have been really good if you would have picked the Diamondbacks to sweep the Mets, because that's actually what they ended up doing. D-backs
right.
Won this game 9-0.
Yeah. Yep. a three-run inning and a six-run inning. Mets were kind of not non-existent.
They've been that way for a while now.
Yeah.
So my upset was the Oakland Raiders over the Arizona Cardinals Friday night, and the Raiders won 31-10. So guess I got that one right.
Yeah.
So I gave us a loss for our Team USA picks. I figured if we got it within five or six, I'd give it to us, but we weren't even close.
Right. Of course not.
I picked them by 41, and you picked them by 37. One by 10. So.
Right. So, yeah, no.
So I ended up going 3-2. You were 1-4. Both of us got our upset picks. And your seven-game lead is down to 5.
Oh, all right. I need to get back on the horse this week then.
We'll see.
Ow. Ow. Oh, all right. All right. Well,
so
I guess
we
you want to just
time.
Yeah, go all Olympics all the time. all right.
Do it.
Well, I guess first up, we have to talk about obviously the two transcendent athletes that have been competing at these games. Obviously, this not being specific to this games, Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt have both been crazy again. So I guess which do you want to talk about first?
I guess we should talk about Michael Phelps. But another person who's been really good is Simone Biles. Not that I watch much gymnastics, but to be able to do what she's done, I think this is her first Olympics ever. She's already has many golds gymnastics more than anyone else, so and I know there's been some pretty good gymnasts over the years.
No, yeah,
so.
I would definitely say that. I mean, for me anyway, obviously these two guys, just because of what they've done in the past, it would probably be for me the top two storylines. But after that, I would say the women are definitely stealing the show the women's swimming, definitely, like you're talking about gymnastics, definitely killing it. So
yeah, definitely. Because Katie Ledecky is just breaking all of her own records, and it's not even fair.
No. No, but then again, I mean, you know, it's kind of like how Michael Phelps was. It was just watch him win. I mean, even this time around, I mean, it was just automatic, it seemed. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
you,
I guess that...
Do you consider him the greatest Olympian ever?
That's what I was gonna ask. I mean, I think it's really easy to say yes, just because of all the medals. It's like 2.5 times. He has 2.5 times as many golds as anybody else ever. But obviously, you know, there's kind of a uniqueness in the sport that he does compete in, and how you're able to compete in so many different events. It's hard to argue with the success. I mean, you've got all these other people that are competing in the same sport and can compete in all these same events, but either don't or don't do it as well. So I got to give credit where credit's due there.
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely have to look a lot more into it and just kind of see how many events he does compared to other guys. And because I know, like Usain Bolt, I think there'd be no way that he could come close to 23 medals.
Never. No, because there's really only three events that he can compete in.
Yeah, and
with his
three
skill
events
set
over 4 years. That's 12 golds if he gets that, and that's.
And he's talking about how he's going to be done after this one too. So.
Yeah. So I think it kind of it just depends. He's definitely the greatest swimmer of all time.
Definitely, of course.
That's without a doubt. I would definitely have to look at a lot more guys. And I mean, the Olympics have been around for forever, so.
Yeah, exactly. For over 100 and however many years, just in the modern Olympics. But I mean, yeah, that's it's hard to say, especially with a thing like the Olympics that, or I guess, yeah, with the Summer Olympics and these events that only comes around every 4 years. And I mean, with winter too, obviously you don't have any events, I don't think, in the Winter Olympics where you can rack up medals like this. But it's kind of hard to say when something like this can be so different every 4 years, and you can have so many different athletes competing in the same sports and all the variables. It really is impressive. But as far as Usain Bolt goes, I don't know. I think there's a lot to be said about the fastest man alive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have the fastest swimmer alive. I mean, at one time we had the fastest man on live on ground. I mean, yeah, it's great. I think was it yesterday or last night that Bolt ran? And there's a picture of him where he's looking over. And
right.
I know there's a picture of Michael Phelps when he's swimming and he's concentrated on the pool, and there's a guy looking at him. There was going around and said something like, winners focus on winning,
yeah.
Losers focus on
yeah.
winners.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it started, they put Usain Bolt next to it, and it said, unless you're Usain Bolt, I don't know. It's just it's great to watch these guys, because I think we're really privileged right now to be able to see these guys. I mean, these guys, I don't think these guys come around that often, and if it is their last Olympics, they're going out with a bang, and it's great to see. Because I know in the sports that we're accustomed to, we don't get to see guys go out on top like that very often, if at all. Most of the time, we're getting a whole different image of what a guy is by the end of their career. But these guys, we're going to always remember them as being the fastest in the world or the best at what they're doing. And I think that's pretty cool.
Right, and to go back to the pictures and stuff, I mean, that's just kind of goes with the type of personality Usain Bolt has. I mean, and also with the sport. I mean, I guess I'm not going to pretend to know, you know, about the community of swimming and like the I don't know how the sport is, but I would think there's a little more like not as much fanfare and showmanship or whatever, I thought the picture is amazing of Usain Bolt looking back and big old smile on his face. It's ridiculous that I don't know, he's, because obviously he's not doing it to break world records anymore, but the fact that he's still beating all these guys is just still seems like he's having a lot of fun.
Yeah, most definitely. It's really cool to see how they go about it and how they win differently. We also have the picture of Michael Phelps with his mean face on with the guy, which I don't know what that guy was doing shadow boxing before he's about to go swim, but the face that Phelps made, it's great to see how these guys get ready and how, just kind of how they take it all in.
Yeah. All right. Well, what else do you got from the Olympics?
that was pretty much it. I mean, I had a couple things last week that I wanted to talk about, but yeah, kind of over that. I wanted to basically talk about Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps. USA is dominating the medal count.
Right. The only other thing that I had was just the whole Ryan Lochte getting robbed situation and the IOC denying it and how ridiculous that is. Not that it happened. Obviously, this, you know, this was a possibility. People were worried about it and warned about it, and you know, discussing things like this, you know, as probably, you know, when as long as since Rio was picked. But it's really unfortunate that it happened not only to an American athlete, but one of the higher profile American athletes. And it's definitely not a good look for the games, and it's definitely not a good look for the IOC, and the fact that they're denying it definitely doesn't denying that it happened definitely does not help.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not the first time they've had problems. Definitely probably won't be the last. I don't know how much you can really put it on them. It definitely doesn't look good. That they're maybe were trying to cover it up. I don't know what they were doing by trying to deny it. Maybe they were trying to figure out more facts. Maybe they didn't know completely what happened. But either way, it doesn't look good for them. But they have had other problems in the past, and things like this can happen. I think especially in a day and age where I think people kind of want to leave. I don't know how to describe necessarily a name for themselves doing things like that things you just wouldn't think someone would do. So, I don't know. Scary, and be safe.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, obviously things could have been a lot worse, and glad that, you know, everyone involved is okay. But, just a really weird, hopefully everything else or the rest of the games can go on and there can be no dangerous situations like that. And that we can just get everybody home safe.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully nothing like that pops up again for any country.
Right.
Hopefully everyone's safe. So, all right, we got like 3 minutes here. Do we want to go through these picks real fast?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. First up, Will Usain Bolt. He runs the 200 meter on Thursday at 8:30, and it's, of course, I think if he qualifies. I'm not sure if they've done that yet.
I think they do it all on the same day.
Yeah, so will he win gold in the 200 meter?
I'm going to have to go, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you could say no to that, especially after what we've seen. 100 meter has been his thing. 200 meter is good. I think when we get to, was it 3 or 4? I think it's 3. I don't know. The other event that he's in, I think then maybe we could have a different winner.
I think the only other event he does is the 4x1.
Yeah, the relay. That's right. Okay.
I think if there is one that he isn't going to get, it might be this one. I think that they should lock up they should be all right in the relay.
In the relay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, staying with the Olympics, we had USA margin of victory in their next game. I do think they'll win, and I think they win by 18. I don't think we know an opponent still, though.
No, yeah, last I checked, still didn't know. But, yeah, you said 18, so I'm going to say 15.
Yep. All right.
So.
All right, that brings us to UFC 202s this weekend. Diaz McGregor 2, Saturday at 9, only on pay-per-view. Light heavyweight. In the co-main event, we have light heavyweights Anthony Johnson versus Glover Teixeira. Winner probably gets the next shot at the title. Who you got?
Give me Johnson.
Yeah, I have to agree. I'm going to roll with Rumble here. So, yeah. And then in the main event, of course, is Conor McGregor. It's at welterweight once again. Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz. I think it ends exactly the same. Diaz by submission in the second round.
I'm going to have to agree. I think Diaz gets it done again.
All right, and you got a hot take?
Hot take? No, I got a hot tweet.
All right, I got a hot take. McGregor retires after his loss on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Next two fights.
That's a good one. I don't know. I had a hot tweet. It was just everybody who